My next guest on Mizzou Music is a senior member of the faculty here at the University of Missouri School of Music. It's oboist Dan Willett. Dan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
How many years have you been molding young minds and teaching folks how to play the oboe at Mizzou?
Well, I've been here. This is my 36th year. How many of those years I was actually molding and shaping, that's a separate question.
Are you the senior member of the faculty?
No, I believe I share spot number four, or spot number three. There are two ahead of us.
You got to stick around a long time to become the senior faculty member in the new school.
We have longevity.
What do you think that speaks to? Why do people stay so long?
A lot of people feel like this easily becomes home, the university and Columbia itself in central Missouri. It's all a package that many people are very happy to stay in. And many people come here expecting this is the first step, and that doesn't turn out that way. And I've heard that story repeated many times.
Coming up next Monday in the Whitmore Recital Hall in the Fine Arts Building on the MU campus, Dan Willett will be accompanied by pianist Natalia Bolshakova and assisted by bassoonist Lee Munoz for a program of four works. Did you pick the works?
Yes, I always do. And that's the advantage of giving your own recital. You get to control the repertoire. Yeah.
So this is your fall faculty recital.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you picked and why you picked it.
I always go for some variety of time periods, variety of styles and things. And very frequently, those people who have been in my recitals in the past notice that I very frequently steal repertoire from other instruments, arrange and transcribe things. And this program actually includes two transcriptions or arrangements, one by Beethoven, a set of seven variations on a theme from Mozart's Magic Flute, by Beethoven, was originally written for cello and piano, and I've adapted it for oboe, bassoon, and piano. Likewise, that opens the program, and the program closes with a set of five numbers from Carmen, Bizet's famous opera and much beloved, that I also adapted for oboe, bassoon, and piano. So bookended by chamber pieces here, two trios, and then two solo pieces in between.
So what is the process like of you hear a work written for other instruments and you want to perform it for oboe because that's the instrument on which you are a master? What's that process like?
Well, first one is the question, do I like this piece of music? This can happen anywhere, listening to the radio, going to another recital. That's a motivation to go to other people's recitals, and that's to look for repertoire to steal. I'm not above that. So number one is, do I like it? Number two, do I really want to play it when it's not my repertoire? And number three, would it work? And not always is the answer to that yes. So I've learned to develop an ear for feasibility for, is this idiomatic in such a way that would fit the oboe or is it not? And if it is, then usually the seed is planted and fairly shortly after that I'll be getting a score of it and marking, making notes, and off to the races we go. And eventually I construct a score in parts, print them out, and read them through with whoever I'm collaborating with.
And you're doing all this on paper?
Yes and no. I start with a score, fill it full of markings, but then a number of years ago I went over to Finale, got to the point, I used to have do manuscript all the time, and my manuscript was quite good, but it got to be painful. Literally doing a lot of it. And so just to save my hand, I went to engraving. An engraving program is very practical. You get the notes in, then you editing, moving things around is incredibly easy. You can generate parts immediately, incorporate, fix things. And so that's a number of years I've been using the computer at that point.
Natalia Bolshakova accompanies many faculty on piano. When you're working with a piano accompanist for a recital like the one you'll be doing next Monday, how much time do you like to give your accompanist with the works that you are performing?
It depends on the piece of music. In the case of an orchestral reduction, like for instance, one of my solo pieces is a concerto by Martinu, a 20th century Czech composer, a piano reduction of an orchestra part is usually quite complicated, and so I feel guilty if I don't get get the music in their hands months ahead of time. And at least, in this case, Natalia has a chance to look it over and plan ahead how much is she going to have to practice ahead of time. I really hate to dump a piece of music on a person at the last minute unless I know they've played it before or it's very simple and straightforward. So I aim to decide on the repertoire months ahead and give them a chance to look at it well ahead of time.
It's very thoughtful. I'm sure she appreciates it. That's the voice of Dan Willett, oboe professor here at the MU School of Music. He'll be on the Whitmore Recital Hall stage with pianist Natalia Bolshakova and bassoonist Lee Munoz next Monday evening at 7:30 p.m. He's been my guest this hour on Mizzou Music. Dan, thank you for making the time to come over.
And thank you.